Part 2. Thoughts about living with MS. Now there are 4 recognised types of MS. The 3 I've mentioned, plus benign MS. I think I finally recognised myself in the 4th type, because apparently this type shows little sign of disability for 10 to 15 years after the first onset of symptoms. Thereafter, disability may occasionally develop. Yeah, well, that seems to be the case for yours truly. Keeping sane. Counselling. Try and keep an open mind. Personally, I think counselling is misunderstood and gets a tough time from the media. It seems fashionable now to knock it, even though its principal role is to listen and to help clients to find their own conclusions. My GP had sent me to see a counsellor as soon as it became apparent I had to stop work. I had trouble with the idea of not working, and I couldn't stop the tears, even though I thought it would only be for 6 months at the most. Maybe my GP knew better, because she dispatched me off to a counsellor. Being able to talk to a complete stranger who would just listen was invaluable. It really did help me to sort my head out. Somehow talking helped my thought processes. That's why we ladies natter so much. Also, having someone there just for you, albeit strictly for an hour at a time, once or twice a week, but who didn't judge you, was incredibly supportive. I still see her now, 6 years later. She helps me to see patterns that I live with, but I can't see for myself without help. I go less frequently now, say once every couple of months. I still find the outlet for my emotions very important if I want to stay sane. Now, who am I? This was a really...